The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
As rising costs continue to hit pockets all over the country, a well-established leisure centre in County Mayo has been forced to keep its doors permanently closed due to increasing insurance costs. Enda Brogan has been running the Gateway Leisure Centre facility in Belmullet for 12 years, pretty successfully. But after many sleepless nights, Mr. Brogan has made the difficult decision to close down completely and lay off the workers. And Enda joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Tell us about the leisure centre. What could you do there if you brought your family?
Yeah, it was a fairly unique setup, Pat, where it was combined of a bar, restaurant, a very large play frame for the youths, tin pin bowling, arcades, snooker hall, various different activities. Very family orientated site, and that serviced quite a large part of North Mayo.
All right, and typically on a busy weekend, how many visitors would you get, and what would the profile of your audience be?
Our profile was very broad because it was all ages, right from the baby up to the grandfather, the grandmother, and guardians, parents, etc. We catered for all different types of events, whether it be the birthday party, the christenings, after-wedding parties, anniversaries. It was a very it was a place for all ages, and we focused very much on a family theme.
Now, in your early years, up to a few years ago, what was your typical insurance premium per year?
Typically, in the starting years, and for the first 8 years, we would have been paying premiums in the ballpark between 15,000 and 18,000 euros a year.
Okay, and then it started to rise. Why?
Mainly driven because of Leisure Insure, a UK-based company that left the Irish market, preparing themselves for Brexit. That left nobody in the market effectively to take up the mantle. Now, however, we're a magnificent organisation was set up called PALI, which is Play Activity Leisure Ireland, which battled hard and fought hard in the market to attain insurance that was at a more affordable level, which it did, but at the same time, it came against obstacles such of duty of care that needed to be addressed and is being addressed by Minister for Justice Helen McEntee at the moment. But there was a deadline of June of last year for the proposals, and they missed these deadlines. So while the Minister has... there's a determination across the government to implement the bill, but it is effectively... affecting all levels of business.
Just to explain, the government is trying to rebalance the duty of care. In other words, if you go mountain biking on a mountain bike course and maybe you've rented the bike and the helmet and all the rest and you've paid a fee, you know you're undertaking a risky activity. So if you fall off the bike, it's your own fault. That's basically it. Whereas heretofore, you fall off the bike and you sue the organiser of that activity and you get a big payday.
Well, fundamentally, the duty of care is solely on the business owner or the operator of whatever activity, because from the costs that it's having on the economy at the moment, whether it be business or community groups or organisers of community events, it is effectively the duty of care falls on them.
Yeah.
Where the bill is going to be changed, but it needs to happen a lot sooner than later. So unless we drive hard at this and Ms. McEntee gets the support, which I understand she has from government level, but what's taking so long for this to happen is anyone's guess.
Now, tell me, if you had a, if you like, a standard insurance premium of somewhere between 15,000 and 18,000, and I know you've no claims outstanding on the leisure centre, so you know, there's, if there's a no claims bonus, you qualify for it. What did it escalate to? What would you be paying this year if you were trying to get insurance?
If I was trying to get insurance this year, I'd be plus of 100,000.
Wow. From 15 to 18,000 up to 100,000.
Yeah, and you have to factor that into your running costs. Now, I understand in recent months, fuel, power, rates, et cetera, is all getting getting hit in some manner. But when you have to factor an insurance as a fixed cost within your business, it starts running to be...
In other words, anything you might charge for your services that would recompense you for that would make the service unattractive to your customers.
Unattractive to the customer completely, because like we are, as a family business, I'm in business with my sister in the local area in other industries, in namely Home Value Hardware Store, Eurospar Supermarket, and Expert Electrical Stores. So we are aware of the other industries and how they're being treated within the market. Now, the leisure activity, namely, is getting very poor support in the market. Being a small market that it is in the Irish market, for to attract insurance companies for that industry, it's not. It really isn't enough for to sustain businesses. There's, unfortunately, we're closed, we're finished. Now, there's other centres out there that are clinging on, trying to stay. And if anything can come from this, is that we'd save those activities, which I'd like to be able to bring my children to as well, and support those local businesses, because they're of magnificent for all areas, whether it be Belmullet, or
indeed
Ballina, or in Black Rock.
Thank you very much for sharing your experience. You've had to close down the Gateway Leisure Centre in Belmullet, and the message to the Minister and her colleagues is get the finger out and get this sorted ASAP.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network,
weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.